Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What to build? Oh, come on, Lizzie. Wow, you're a builder. You're a maker. You're a... I got it! Tool call.
Hammer.
Wrench. Drill. Great job, Kapow.
Oh, no, wait, that's me. Great job, Lucy. Wow.
Oh, brother. Now all we have to do is turn this thing on. Let the show begin.
Welcome back to Lucy Wow. It's me, Kapow! We've recently survived an off-road race in a bathtub car. It was harrowing! And Guy Neville managed to beat us across the finish line. Lucy is currently making modifications so our ride won't fall apart next time. Let's head to the barn and see if there are any random parts I can eat for breakfast.
I need a 2 1/4 socket, pronto!
Now, where did I put that socket set?
It's in the blue toolkit, second drawer.
That's right. Hang on a second.
Did you say third drawer down or fourth?
Second. I really need to work on your memory chip. So many projects, so little time.
Here you go. I'm really glad you made my nose magnetic. Very handy for carrying tools since I don't have hands.
You brought me a Phillips screwdriver.
Right. What else can I get you? I just love helping out in the barn. It really makes me feel useful around here.
I'm sure it does. And you are really useful. Also very forgetful, especially in the morning.
I perform better when I'm not hungry. We talked about this.
Want to eat this Phillips screwdriver?
Breakfast of champions!
Just a few more cranks on this lug nut. And the bathtub car is all fixed up. I think it will hold together much better now.
We didn't need that part anyway. Totally unnecessary.
Now that we have transportation figured out, let's see what my great-grandmother's journal has in it. Wanna play a little mysterious music? Set the mood.
Ooh, I like it. Hang on. Nope, that's not right. Oh, I like that for a barn dance.
Time, weather, and...
Nope. How about this?
Perfect. Okay, here we go. It says here that my great-grandmother Mildred liked to make things, just like me, but many of her biggest ideas were way before their time.
I know the feeling. I've been thinking about getting myself some wings and flying around the barn for days. That'll never happen.
Never say never.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's what Mildred wrote in the margins of her journal. Never say never. She had some wild ideas and the instructions are very detailed. Maybe never is right now.
Huh. I think you just broke my mechanical goat brain.
What I mean is, the time has come, Kapow. We're going to make the things Mildred couldn't. And our battle cry is, never say never. Let's see, here's one. The Kraken, an ocean-bound salt-extracting cookie-making machine. Apparently the cookies are very unusual.
Let's build it!
Unfortunately, you can't swim. In fact, I think you'd sink to the bottom of the ocean and then your parts would rust. Let's shelve the Kraken for now. Ooh, this is interesting. The electric banjo.
Let's build it.
It says here the electric banjo would capture lightning and then store it for use as a power source that could light up buildings and houses. Can we go back to the mysterious music? I think I like that better.
I aim to please.
It's a neat idea, but let's see what else there is before we decide what to build. Mildred's amazing garbage machine?
Let's build it!
This is so interesting! Listen to this, Kapow! Mildred's amazing garbage machine would turn ordinary garbage from all over Pflugerville into blocks that could be used to make houses and buildings. Plus, it would create an extract that could be used to fertilize all the lawns in town. Say, this sounds pretty good.
I'm not so sure. Garbage is one of my favorite things to eat. If there's no garbage, what will I do for snacks?
You could eat a garbage block. I bet that would be very filling.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's build it.
Never say never! Let's see here. There are five main sections to the machine. The feeder, the crusher, the extractor, the molder, and the injector. And every one of them has a parts list. Mildred was very organized.
What if I get caught in the crusher? This sounds dangerous.
Oh, and look here. There's a special ingredient we're going to need to make the machine work. Flues.
Flues? I love flues! Wait, what's flues?
It's that goopy candy stuff they make over at the Snood Candy Factory. I think we tackle that first. We can drive the new and improved bathtub car over there and fill it up with flues. It's perfect. Hello, Guy Neville.
Is anyone else going to eat that muffler, or can I have a go at it?
If you keep eating parts off my motorbike, I won't have anything left but a seat.
Sure, I'll eat your seat.
Ignore him. He's late for his nap. See?
Weird doggy.
Kapow is a pygmy goat.
Whatever you say. So, have you recovered from your epic loss on the racetrack yet? Wanna go again?
Actually, I have something bigger I'm working on and I could really use some help.
You do love to go big. What did you have in mind?
Well, we're building a machine that might rid Pflugerville of all garbage forever.
You have my attention.
There are a lot of parts for this machine, and I was hoping you might partner up with us trying to find them. Maybe you could even help us build it and become famous in the town of Pflugerville.
I see what you're selling, and I'm definitely buying. Who doesn't love being famous? But I have a different deal for you. How about if I help you with your weird machine that will never work, and you rebuild my motorbike so it's the coolest one in town, loud and fast, a one-of-a-kind Guy Neville edition.
Could someone get me on all fours? I've fallen and I can't get up. Anything happen while I was gone? Hey, look, you finished the bathtub car. Can I eat that muffler?
Ugh, you really need to work on Kapow's memory chip.
I know, right?
So, we got a deal or what?
We have a deal.
If you just sold me to Guy Neville, I'm going to be very upset. Note to self, don't faint when Guy Neville is standing around.
Relax, Kapow. Guy is going to help us find parts for Mildred's amazing garbage machine. Then, we're going to rebuild his putt-putt thing. It's a win-win. And here's the parts list for the feeder.
There are like 1,000 things on this list. 6 banana peels, 2 forks, 3 tin cans?
The tin cans are for me. Lunch break!
Why do I get the feeling I'm going to be sorry I agreed to this?
I'll even let you borrow my super cool sidecar shopping basket. This way, you can roll through town throwing stuff we need in there.
I've always wanted a sidecar. Okay, this is getting pretty cool. I'm gonna head to the banana stand and get some banana peels. Then I'll swing by my house for 10 cans and forks. After that, I'll probably need to hit the junkyard for a bunch of stuff. Be back here in an hour.
Deal. We're headed to the Snood Candy Factory for a secret ingredient.
Bad idea. That Mr. Snood does not like kids, which is weird because kids are his customers. Strange dude. Anyway, don't say I didn't warn you. Out of the way, people. I got a sidecar coming through.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back as Lucy and I head to the Snood Candy Factory in the bathtub car. There's a rumor floating around that we might stop for milkshakes. This is gonna be good! And we're back! While you were gone, we drove the bathtub car over to the shake. Rattle and roll, and Lucy got a shake! She drank the shake, and I got the cup and the straw. Oh, it was a real munch fest! And we're pulling up to the Snood Candy Factory gates, where Lucy is about to ring the bell. Your timing is perfect.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
I hope he's home. We really need that flues.
Who goes there?
Hello there. Could I please speak to the manager?
I am Mr. Snood. This is the Snood Candy Factory. Doesn't get any more manager than me. Why are you ringing the bell at my gate?
Well, sir, I was hoping you'd let me come in there and fill my bathtub car with Snood flues. You see, we're building a,
Kid, I am busy and I never give away Snood flues. It's written right there on the gate. Pay attention.
Well, what do you know? There's a sign right there that says, no free candy and go away. And why are you still standing there?
Step aside, Lucy Wow. Let me handle this.
If I may, Mr. Snood, do you have any repairs that might need doing in the factory? I have Lucy Wow here. She can fix anything. We'd be happy to trade you fixes for flus.
Fixes for flus, you say? I do have a very serious problem with flus pump number 7. Come in and take a look, but no promises, and leave your donkey at the gate.
Why does everyone think you're a donkey? He's a goat, sir, a mechanical goat, and he carries all my tools. Well, actually, he's made of tools, so it's important that he comes with us.
Okay, fine. Bring the donkey. And hurry it up. I don't have all day.
Don't eat anything you're not supposed to. And don't faint.
Who, me? Faint? Never.
And you fainted. Oh, sure. I know what your problem is. I can fix that.
But I haven't even shown you the problem yet.
I can hear it. You've got a valve problem on flus pump number 7. Classic gunk buildup. I'll just get right to work.
That is a very small donkey. And you just took 2 of its legs off. What kind of madness is this?
Oh, Kapow is fine. The valve fades a lot. I made them out of tools, so they're used to being taken apart and put back together again. I'm just gonna set the rest of Kapow on the floor here so, we can fill the bathtub. We'll let that flus flow right into the bathtub so it doesn't make a big mess on your floor while I get to work. This will only take a second. Good as new. She's all fixed up, Mr. Snood.
Well, that does sound better. I have to say I had my doubts, but flus pump number 7 seems to be flowing again. And no mess on my floor.
We'll be on our way then with this bathtub car full of Snood flus. It was a pleasure doing business with you, sir. Just need to snap Kapow's legs back on.
I was having the most marvelous dream. I ate a whole building.
You can tell me all about it while you drag this bathtub full of Snood flus back to the barn.
Well, let me tell you.
Whoa, that is a lot of Snood flus. Who's got a straw?
Oh, I do. It's in my stomach. Also, I chewed it up.
How'd it go gathering parts, guy?
Not bad. I got the banana peels, the forks, and the tin cans. Then I went to the junkyard. It was a little strange.
Strange how?
Well, when I told Marty what we were building, he seemed very interested. He kept asking me all sorts of questions I couldn't answer. Usually he's all quiet, you know? But something about Mildred's amazing garbage machine made him very curious.
That is strange, but you got a ton of stuff. Look, your sidecar is practically full.
The old motorbike could barely carry it all back here. But I think I got everything on the list with the headline, Feeder.
That's great news! Let's build a feeder! Play some working music, Kapow! Ah, yeah! Just have to attach the flus hose to the Spitzer valve and we did it! Now we have a conveyor belt where the garbage can slide down into the next part of the machine! Okay, Kapow, you're our guinea pig!
I thought I was a donkey.
You're a pygmy goat.
Oh, it's all very confusing, but I'll take your word for it.
Turning on feeder mechanism. Engage flus system. Send test subject down feeder.
One small step for Kapow. One giant step for goats!
It works!
Okay, what's next? This is actually pretty fun.
The Crusher!
Can we put Kapow in the crusher? Now that, I want to see.
Yeah, let's put Kapow in the crusher. Wait.
No one is going in the crusher. Anyway, first we have to build it, and that's going to mean more parts runs. I'm thinking lunch first.
Yay, lunch! Where did you put those tin cans, guy? What a day we've had making cool stuff! I feel like I slept through some of the best parts, but that's okay! Make sure you join us on the next episode of Lucy Wow as we build the crusher, eat tin cans, and never say never! You know what sounds really good right about now? A piece of furniture. What I wouldn't give for a sofa-sized lunch. I'll take the cushion and the pillow. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Go, kid, go.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.